Welcome to the Giant Leadership Podcast, where we help leaders like you get the knowledge and skills you need to impact more people and live the life you've always wanted. Get ready to experience tools, tips, and advice by the co-founders of Giant and best-selling authors, Jeremy Kubitschek and Steve Cockrum.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Giant Leadership Podcast. I'm Jeremy Kubitschek, and as always, here with my friend. What's up, Steve Cockrum?
What's up, Jeremy Kubitschek? Yes, we're well. We're all well. It's still raining in England. We're waiting for summer to arrive, but I'm sure your royal visit next week should usher in a whole new era of sunshine.
Love it. Can't wait. I know. It's been tornadic here. So I'm glad to get out of it. There was 11 tornadoes in Oklahoma last night, wow. In our area, you know, so it's that time of year for sure.
Did you have to go into the bunker?
No bunker. Now most Oklahomans are pretty stout, you know, like, yeah, they watch it from their porches. And
I think it's fair to say I was less stout when I was in Oklahoma and people were watching tornadoes come down the neighboring road. I was like underground with it locked and all kinds of things, squealing like a little girl. But yeah, it was slightly more frightening than I thought as they were describing the tornado going down the road next to us. Like, oh my goodness, this is a whole new world of weather.
That is so fun. No, it's just the way it is, right? Every place has something. And that's just the way it is here. I need a shout out to my buddy, Curtis Lofton. I'm in Curtis Lofton's office. He was played a pro NFL linebacker. That's him behind me. And most people can't see. But with the Saints, the Falcons, and the Raiders. And just an unbelievable guy. Wow. So I'm in his office today before we do some sessions with OU football. But hey, so what are you excited about that's happened in the last – like week or two, Steve? You share and I'll share.
Sure. I think kind of every year we try and model first year, second year time, and we go away on retreat with the Giant London crew, and any of our lot can come. And we were in Cyprus for, I think, 6 nights. We go to the same place, so it has memory, and it was just a really special time. I mean, we had Hunter and Celeste come over from America this time, and they really didn't believe there wouldn't be a program all day on retreat, just so you know. But we have devotions on the beach in the morning. We share around, and then basically people can do what they want all day. We have an extrovert beach and an introvert beach. I do consulting in the infinity pool for anyone that wants some help. And then we all meet together for kind of cocktails at 6:30, and we all go out for dinner together. And it was just a really special time. I mean, we do various dinners, thanks to your learning and leading. I think one that was the most special was we got everybody to look back on the last year of their work and life and what's gone on and what do they want to celebrate. It was really encouraging to see people trying to describe what happened in their businesses and their families in a whole year, you know. And I think that was obviously really encouraging. A lot of them had real financial breakthrough as well. But the fact we get to share that with Helen gets to come as well, so it doesn't feel like I'm on a trip. That was just, you know, that's a gift. We've already booked for next year. And I think you and Kelly are coming next year, so that'll be even more special. So, yeah, that's one of the big first gear, second gear parts of the year, which is just a gift, really. What about you? What have you been up to?
I'm super excited about that first gear recharge for sure. I know. I need to get better at that for sure. You guys can teach me how to do it. Europeans are a little better than we are. Can I call you Europeans? I don't even know if I can anymore. But
yeah, of course. I'm a European. I just don't want to be part of
I didn't
single,
know because you're not in the EU.
Power block.
You know, all right.
But we live in the continent of Europe. Let's not go there.
Okay. So for me, this has been an interesting last week. In the last week, I've gotten the privilege, and I know you know this, Steve, but for the listeners, I got to speak at LeaderCast, and this was a brand that that I created way back in the day in Atlanta. But I never put myself on stage. I was always building it, and so it was nice to get invited to come back. And you get to go next year, Steve, which I'm excited about. But for me to be there, Andy Stanley was there, Henry Cloud was there, and it was really affirming and kind of restorative, honestly. And I got to share the Peace Index and just bring a lot of life. And it was so much fun. But then the same week, you know, the next week, this week, I got to do a lot of different speaking. And then I end up, Tracy Rader and I end up going to a prison and speaking to 160 women for a Mother's Day talk on the Peace Index. And wow. It was just, it was so powerful. I mean, unbelievable. And I was afraid to go, how do I talk about place in prison? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to say like,
yeah, I'm a 10. Light. I'm crushing it in my favorite house ever. What about you guys?
So I had to, you know, but honestly, they were so open, and I got to use the control, the controllables, and just talk about what can you control, what can you not control. And I mean, I had ladies lining up going, hey, I can get your book on Amazon, right? And I'm thinking in my mind, do they ship here? Like, yes, you can. And it was funny, but it changed my entire view of prisoners and prison. And I needed that. Like, it was just a game changer for me personally. So great week.
Go on, and, go on, give us a couple of things. How did it, what changed in your view of prisoners?
Well, I'm standing up there looking at these people, and I'm like, these people look like neighbors of mine. I mean, it makes you realize how one decision, one choice created the consequence of where they're at. And, you know, this was actually like just seeing their faces and their names and connecting with them, it personalized. Then the second part was what you can talk about. And, you know, they're humans to joke around and process things. It just made it a little bit more tangible, a little bit more human for sure.
Mm. Well, that's amazing. I know my dad, who I love as a nurturer guardian, has been working in prisons for like 35 years now. And it's like, I love the fact that there are people who will. It must be just such a difficult place to kind of be. So good for you guys. I know Tracy's been a number of times, and I know bringing life and bringing peace. So good on you. Yeah. And we got big celebrations this week.
Yes, tell them what's happening, Steve.
So 10 years ago, next week, we moved into Hedzer Priory, which was this country manor house just near Clibden on sort of west of London with the Kubacek family, and began the dreaming of, you know, what has become what we do now as Giant. And in a sense, Jeremy and Kelly coming over, we've even managed to get the current tenants of Hedzer Priory to agree to give us a tour of the place and let us have champagne. And we're going to all the old haunts that we used to be so much part of our world. So watch out on social media. But I think the other thing, lovely thing is that kind of our first three hires straight out of college, weren't they? Cut out of Georgia Rock were sort of Justin, Austin and Hunter. And 10 years on, Justin is now married to Jessica and Hunter's married to Celeste. And they're staying with us this week as well. So 10 years on, these guys are now running the show. And I think that's another wonderful part of just the joy of seeing what we've built grow and be able to celebrate well, but also to recognize that, you know, some of the people we had at the very beginning are still with us. So that must be, maybe we've done something right, Jeremy, but it's going to be, we've got lots of things, even an odd surprise for you that you don't know anything about yet, but we'll leave that to next week.
I am in, I'm excited. And so, yeah, Kelly and I are flying over next week and to be there, and just really, you know, taking the time to celebrate, to honor, but also to pour into, there's a whole bunch of new Giants I don't even know. So I get to be around too. I'm super excited for that. And we have some amazing food that we get to experience, and some malaks, which is an Indian curry, which we miss desperately in America. So we're really excited. So for all of you listening, it's a big deal. We're starting kind of our 10-year celebration starting in May, and then in September is when we really officially got our business really rolling 10 years ago. So we're going to take between May and September and just celebrate 10 years. Right. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Well, and
in that 10 years, of course, there was also a young son of yours called Will Kubacek, who famously used to race all our guests up the big hill at Hedzer and even at the tender age of what must be about 13, 14, literally beat everybody, didn't he? And was kind of, I guess, a prelude of his decathlete athlete days. But also, the little Will has grown up enough that about 2 weeks ago, I think he got married as well, didn't he, really? So
that's right.
We're very excited to have him on our podcast today because he's very much part of the Giants story and is in many ways a poster child, I think, for the next generation coming through. So, Will, if you're there, we've not quite got a drum roll, but we probably ought to have the Stars and Stripes or something appropriate as a, you know, Olympian athlete chiseled that looked nothing like your father or I, that's for sure. Will, you're very, very welcome to the Giant Leadership Podcast. Can you, what memories do you have of Hedzer Priory all those years ago now?
Oh, man. I mean, fond memories for sure. It was open range, you know, pheasants running around, fields. I was just, you know, it was get up, get school finished, and then go outside. So, just running up and down the hills, riding bikes, fishing, but never actually catching a fish ever. You know, fond memories for sure.
Do you remember, yeah, well, do you remember racing up the hills?
Oh, yeah.
People?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we still have videos of that.
I thought you remember that. Some of them are still scarred by it. Mike Opendahl still swears he tripped.
Yeah.
And that had he not tripped, he'd have beaten you. But, you know,
five or six guys that Will raced, and they all had to go up once, and Will raced five or six times and beat every one of them. So it was so fun.
It was awesome.
Well, yeah. So, friends, Will Kubitschek is here. So, what's so cool, Will, you were 13 at the time, 23 now. And so it's just really cool. We're going to talk about what you're doing now and what really, what Steve and I were working on at Hedzer and now you're using, right? And you had a mission. So tell them real quick about your college experience, what happened 2 weeks ago, and then tell them about what you wanted to do after college.
Yeah. So I went to the University of Oklahoma, kind of a quick decision coming out of high school, but ultimately was able to run on the OU track team and was a decathlete. So didn't know how to do that, but my coach took me under my wing or under his wing and really taught me what a decathlon was and how to do it. So I did that for 4 years, made amazing friends.
And explain what that is.
Yeah. So a decathlon is pretty much an entire track meet. You do 10 events in the span of 2 days, and it's pretty difficult. So you only do that a couple times a year, and then the other track meets, you're running up to 4 events or throwing or jumping. And so it really makes you into the all-around athlete to where you can kind of take part in everything, and you never get bored. You're not doing the same thing.
Pole vault, hurdles, javelin, all that stuff.
Yeah. So the
it's lovely
lot.
To meet a fellow decathlete, Will.
Yep.
You know, I'm glad I was able to, you know, I think at a formative stage of life, inspire you with some of the stories of
you really did. I mean, I have a big my poster view record on my wall.
Yeah. He was like, I don't want to be at his age on the couch watching cricket.
Watching cricket for 4 hours.
No, I'm kidding. No, 2 days.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Will. Maybe I should ask you. Go on, keep going. Ignore us.
Oh, it's funny. But really, it was an amazing experience. And all through that, I was dating my now wife, which we got married about 3 weeks ago. And Bailey Kubitschek, and she's awesome. And we dated all through college, got engaged once we graduated, and now we're hitched. So it's a lot of fun, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. And so ultimately that led to...
Yeah, walk them through your decision of you were an entrepreneur major, but you had a job, what did you choose to and why?
Yeah, so I ultimately that led coming out of college. All through college, I was planning on going to work for a company called Simple Modern. They make insulated cups, and my mentor was the CEO, and there's one of our products that I did as a school project, but Yeah, so that was really the path that I was wanting to go. And during an internship, my final year before I graduated, a couple dads came to us and were like, "Hey, would you do what you did with your son with our kids?" Kind of talking to both of us. And really, that's whenever Six Summers became a thing. And so what we did was combined what my dad and I did for really since I was 10, 12 years ago, and combined it with my desire to own a retreat, a giant retreat center, and really raise up dads to be the heroes they can be and launch their kids well into life. And so that's what I felt like my dad had done for me. And it seemed like the perfect opportunity to really multiply that out to other dads and other kids. As you know, we see technology, school, and sports continually kind of pulling that relationship apart, and can be detrimental, even with the small distance of fathers that we see today. And so that's ultimately what led to the creation of Six Summers. And now we're hitting the ground running with summer trips, an online membership community, and a bunch of dads hungry to really know what it's like to be on the other side of themselves, become healthy, and have a blast along the way to make the most out of these last years they have with their kids. So
one of the things I think for those listening, we at Giant, we believe in the idea of intentionality and the accidental living or intentional living. I always say that you have a dimmer switch on your back. It's accidental all the way down. Some dads kind of sometimes they're up, sometimes they're down, but being consistently intentional is a skill set. And when you are, people know how to deal with you, your kids, your spouse, your team members. We're not perfect at it at all, but we, Steve and I and our families, worked to be intentional and intentional in knowing our kids, wiring and personalities, knowing in being intentional with trips or vacations or connections or what have you. And again, that was a big part of what we're teaching, right, Will? So yeah. If you think about what you're doing, so maybe explain how the badges work and why is it important? Like, why is what you're doing important? Because dads don't know what to do or how to do it.
Yeah. So really a continuous thing we hear is, you know, man, my son or daughter are 13, 15, 17, and I just feel like I don't have time left. I don't know what I'm doing. How do I connect with them? And so what we've created are these badges, simple, really experiences, skills, and categories of things that you can do to increase your influence as a father, and really open up that door, whether it be learning how to build a fire, to learning, you know, understanding what it's like to actually start a business at 15, or even stepping into that season of freedom of driving a car. How are you going to handle that? How is your kid going to be responsible for this? And then having those conversations like who are your friends and what is it like to be on the other side of you? And then also understanding just your personality and who God created you to be and who you are to your friends, to your family, and to other people. And it allows you to really grow with your kids while having fun and ultimately spending that time with your kids that they need, because, you know, kids speak in TIME, and that's the biggest part. So the badges are the experiences along with those skills and kind of the doing of the summer, whether it be this week, next month, or the entire year.
That's so good, Will. I mean, I like that. Even though I find it challenging that the kids spell love TIME, I think that's a really profound challenge. I remember that I once met some child psychologists in Arizona, and I remember that one as well, by the way. But they said to me, "So, Steve, you'll always be a hero to your kids because you're larger than life," mm-hmm. in those sort of things. But they'll always come to your world because they want to be with you. But the question is, would you at some point actually be prepared to join them in their world doing the things that they feel passionate about, even if it's not what you would choose to do? And I think kind of that resonated when you talked about time, of just thinking a lot of dads, I think if we're being intentional, we often invite the kids to join us on what we want to do. It's a lot more sacrificial to actually choose to be intentional and go, how do I invest time in the world where they are? What would you, I'm sitting on your couch and kind of father trying to do the best I can. Does that resonate? Does that make sense? Have you seen how that's been a powerful part about your own upbringing, I guess, but also what you're now doing?
No, for sure. And I think the biggest thing, continually over history, you see dads who these are my kids, they're going to follow me. And I think we're stepping into that world of like, okay, no, they're their own person. How do I understand their personality and the way they're wired and really benefit them and help them grow rather than limiting them to be who I want them to be? So that's something that one of the largest things I think I got out of just being raised by my dad was he stepped out and not only did what I wanted to do, but was trying to understand how I was wired and speak into that. And it makes a huge difference because you feel heard, you feel known, and it's a lot more fun and easier to communicate. We're nemesis voices, but we operate well, and that's not something that just happens overnight, but rather his intentionality to grow that relationship and have fun. So.
And that's really hard to do. I always say that kids are always growing, but parents have to grow at the level of their kids. And usually kids will grow out from under parents. And if one parent decides to keep a child at 13 while the other parent's growing with them, there's always going to be an anchor to that relationship. There's always going to be a tension at one parent pulling them down. And one of the things that Kelly and I did, and this was really hard. And Steve, I will say your influence in our life in personality and really, really understanding wiring was so helpful because we decided to really dig into that and go, no, let's really know our kids and let's really know each other. And it was actually that process. And then Kelly went through X-Corps in Santa Barbara where she really got to own it and process it for herself. So now Kelly and I are using the same language and almost like our kids are in the garden. They need different types of water. They need different types of oxygen or air or sunlight. We knew she's a guardian. I'm a connector. We're nemesis voices. Kelly and Will talk really well together. Two guardians, they're like peas in a pod. But Kelly with Addison, who's a creative, there was tension and issues. Our youngest is a nurturer. Knowing the voices of our kids and then starting to speak to them and then understanding the dynamic of Kelly and I. So I think if you're listening to this and you're a parent, you have your own dynamic. Do you know yourself to lead yourself? That's number one. Then you have your spouse. If you're married, or if you're not married, that's even another dynamic. But if you're married, then you have a spouse. Do they know themselves? And can you have common language that's not going to create drama? It's not subjective language. And then you have your kids. And then you have multiple kids. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, however many kids you have. There's all of these dynamics at play, which makes it really, really difficult. I think what I love about Will, what he's wanting to do is, I want to help dads, give them the tools and the badges, the experiences to do and connect and be intentional with their kids around their wiring, their personality. And so that's what I'm just proud of you, dude. I'm honored, but I'm also just proud of what you're doing. And the impact that you're about to have on dads around the world is unbelievable. So anyway, kudos, dude.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I think that's so good. And I'll celebrate you too, Will, in the sense that, to be a guardian pioneer is not always an entrepreneur by nature. But if they do have a vision, their ability to actually execute on that vision is way superior than most entrepreneurs would be. Mm. And it's been wonderful watching you hone and refine what it is that you are passionate about and how then you can share that with other people. So the lovely thing about when you're now at a place is everyone knows this thing will be incredibly well organized. It'll be incredibly well put together because you would never put your name on anything that hadn't been fully thought through, kind of plan prepared. So for people like me who are perhaps a little more spontaneous and a little bit more inspirational in the moment, actually having a structure of thinking, how can I be intentional in the 6 summers you have with your kids, or however many that might be before they leave home? I love that. And it plays to your superpower of creating that structure and that ability to go, we can follow a playbook. So, you know, if you're a dad with kids who are, what would be the perfect age, Will, to start this program?
Really, you know, 10, 12, going through 18. And yeah, you can really join whenever, because it's never too late.
So for those of us who have kids, Where do we go and find out more, Will?
Yes.
How do we kind of plug in what you've made?
Yeah. So if you go and check out 6summers.com spelled out, then that has all of the research or all of the resources that you would need to hear about it and sign up for a free account.
So let's break it down, Will. So just talk about it's, you know, when you think about how much does this cost, when you tell the price, people are like, what? That's it? Explain how much it is, just if they want to do it or if they want to be guided, and then how much would it be if they want to do it for life?
Yeah. Lifetime. Yeah. So the cost annual, it's an annual subscription for $99. So easy trying to create overarching value to where you have everything you need and cost isn't an issue. And then if you wanted to do a guided cohort where we actually join with you and have Q&A and actually walk you through what it looks like to build out the best years to come, is $199 annually. And then say you have 12 kids and you don't want to be paying that much, you can do a lifetime membership for $499. And so that gives you access to every kid, you know, for annually.
So our cost is not the issue. And usually we find it's time and, you know, coming up with Father's Day, this is great. Mothers tend to buy things. Fathers have a harder time buying things. So, but it's a great gift for a kid to their dad. It's a great gift for a spouse to the dad or a dad for themselves, because it really takes the intent of all the things you feel like you should be or want to do, but it actually gives you a process. We had a governor who just signed up, and he's like, I need help with a 15-year-old girl. What do I do? And we just sent him to the group trip, and the itinerary is laid out. Here's what you do on Thursday. Here's what you do on a Friday. It had a trip, lays out everything they want, themed for the day, what tools they would use, what badges they would use. And he was like, oh my goodness. Like all of it was right there. Like, yep. We give family trips, one-to-one trips, all of these different things. And then if you wanted to, you can also go on a 6 summers travel experience. We have a 6 summers travel team that basically puts together itineraries. So explain where we're going here in a few weeks, Will.
Yeah, so we're going to Montreal and Quebec in Canada. And this year is the entrepreneurial experience with the boys. And it's going to be awesome, mixed with, you know, meeting people, understanding culture, and having a lot of fun and some crazy experiences. So that'll be good.
So those are all a part of what it can be. So you can do a base level 99, 199 guided, or if you want a custom experience and have a travel or a trip, then people will hire Will to go with them, or other people like Will, and they'll be almost like a counselor with kids. I also want to point out, it's not just for father's son. It's for fathers with kids, father, daughter, father, son. It doesn't matter. It's basically the base camp is all for the dad. And then the badges and the other experiences are for the kids. So awesome. Will, any last thoughts from you? Anything that you want to share for Steve and I? You want to give us a hard time?
No, I mean, really, I think... Thank you guys for creating creating Giant, you know, and allowing me to be a guinea pig. I know I didn't have a choice, but you know, yeah. But ultimately, like, just, I mean, this is a dream, and I think I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, and I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you guys. So thank you.
Well, I will race you up the hill next week, Will, in your absence, to be the only person who's actually beaten you. So I think I could probably walk from the range, but that's
awesome. Steve and I, wouldn't that be funny? That would be Steve hilarious. And I racing up the hill.
You need to do it. You have to.
I bet we'll pull a hamstring.
Yeah, something would go wrong.
Founders die. Social media, Will.
Yeah. Two heart attacks is not good at this time of the year, but no.
That's hilarious.
Will, thanks for being with us, bud. Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Good to see you, buddy. Will. Yep. Awesome. So sixsummers.com. Aww. It's so fun. It's so fun. I mean, I'm watching, you know, last night he did this. He's been a part of this incubator thing, and he had to do the pitch, and it was all of these groups from around the country, and it was so impressive. And with this group called Cultivate. And anyway, he just killed it. And everyone, people were coming up and signing up, like, can I do my church? And it's like, yeah, we have church rates for the entire church to do. Or can I do my five kids? So it's just, it's really, really fun season of life for me. And I know for him as well.
Fantastic.
Okay. Fantastic. Last words. What do you got for us, man? Last words for today.
I think the thing that people often ask is that, how do you end up with the teenagers and the young adults that we have? I mean, I don't know about you. Our kids are a joy and delight. I know yours are. And people always ask. And the thing I always say is, go, you have to begin earlier than you think. Because in a sense, that wherever you're developing children, it really is an apprenticeship process. But you have to invest the time in those early years, if you want the relationship with them when they get to teenage years. You can't just magic being a liberating influence in their lives when they get to 14, 15. And in a sense, it changes, because a lot of that early stages, you're doing it, they're watching, or you're doing it and they're helping. It's that transition where they need to begin making decisions and you help them. It's really hard to do that at 13, 14 with them if you haven't actually been with them in the shaping of what goes on. So I think parenting is probably the hardest thing you ever do, but it's also the most rewarding. So I think, kind of, you know, wherever you are with your kids, learning how to be a liberating influence, learning how to calibrate support and challenge based on how they're made rather than necessarily how you want them to be made or do the things you do, is a constant challenge to me. And I think it's one of the things we talk a lot. There's actually a couple of series, Five Voices for Parenting on OS Pro, where actually, if you know what your kid's voice is, there's a whole 30 minutes of just thinking through how you can create the environment where they flourish, which might be useful to some of you. Final thoughts for you, Jess?
Yeah, I would say in the same vein, I would say that, you know, how do you build intentional kids, or how do you build a family? And it starts with you. Mm-hmm. Steve was talking about how that starting early, and I would agree with that. And it starts with you. You have to do the work on yourself. Because if you know yourself and can lead yourself, then the chances of your kids wanting to follow you goes up. But if they're rolling their eyes at you, if they're like, oh, dad, golly, he wears us out, then it's like, well, you're maybe not knowing yourself or leading yourself. So understanding your personality and wiring, knowing your tendencies, knowing your patterns, knowing your actions, doing that work as a parent is the start. It's the very, very beginning. And that's what we wanted to start with at Six Summers. You go through a base camp to actually have to look in a mirror and see what the mirror reflects. And it's very painful, but very good.
Yeah. And I think Will's word that will stick with me from today was that love is spelled T-I-M-E when you're a parent with your kids. That's like, oh, but it's so true. It's inspired me, Will. When Charlie comes home from school, I will go swimming tonight as part of that T-I-M-E, because it's the place she actually loves to go. And actually, yeah. So thanks, Will, for inspiring us. I'm sure you're going to make a difference in an awful lot of families and homes. So sixsummers.com, we love entrepreneurs. And when they're in our homes, it's even more exciting. So kudos to you and Kelly for raising such a delightful young man.
It's fun. Thanks. Hey, can't wait to see you, Steve, fired up.
Yeah,
for all of our friends. For all our friends, thank you for being one, getting us, seeing what we're trying to do, being a part of it. Thank you for, you know, just wanting to be involved in this idea of liberation. And we're trying to 10 years of this, and we're just getting started. So super grateful for you, Steve, and fired up to celebrate. So thanks. And to the rest of you, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.